Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live.
Ash London Live, thanks to Student Flights, bringing you the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students. Call Student Flights on 131 669.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Woo! From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live, baby.
Well, what a night to be alive. Happy Thursday, beautiful humans. My name is Ash. This is Ash London Live. 3.5 hours of some of the best music on planet Earth. But not only do we play amazing music here on the show, but we hook you up with the artists that are making it tonight. We are chatting to Zedd. He is one of the biggest DJs and producers on planet Earth. He's here supporting Katy Perry. And I'll give you the hot tip. One of the nicest guys I think I've spoken to all year. You'll hear our chat just after 7 o'clock plus. Details tonight on how you can win a trip to Los Angeles to see Ariana Grande. This is a huge prize. Keep listening. But hey, let's get stuck straight into the good stuff. Do what we do best.
Ash London loves.
We're about to play you a brand new song from a dude called Mitch James. Now, he is 23 years old. He's a Kiwi, but he's had a really interesting kind of journey up until now. He moved over to the UK when he was like a teenager, spent some time on the streets, living in hostels, really, really doing the hard slog and chasing the dream. And now he is making some really interesting music, and the likes of Ed Sheeran are waking up and taking notice. Also, he's just a really, really, really nice guy. I had the chance to meet him a couple of weeks ago when he was in Australia. I heard this song and I thought, yep, as soon as this one is released, we got to play it on Ash London Live. Tonight's Loves track comes from the gorgeous Mitch James. It's No Getting Older. Welcome to Ash London Live.
Hey, what's up? I'm Sam Blue on Ash London Live.
Well, it's always exciting here at Ash London Live, and we have someone in for the very first time, and that is what's going down right now. We've been playing the song Body High. Now Sam Bloor is in studio for the first time. Hello.
Hello.
It's Bloor, right?
Yes, it is Bloor.
Because it's one of those things that could be Bloor.
People say Blur a lot.
Blur.
And I'm like, semi-sophisticated. Less Aussie.
Less Aussie, exactly. Yeah. Well done, first of all. I am frothing over this song.
Thank you so much.
And so is everyone.
Thank you.
Are you so excited?
I am beyond excited. Like, this song has been like 3 years in the making.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
How does that happen? What was the first part of this song, and why did it take so long to finish it?
Well, so Maddie Rowe, who's a...
We love Maddie.
Yes, Maddie, amazing songwriter. We kind of teed up, and it was the first time we'd met.
Yeah.
And we
that's
wrote this
scary.
Song.
That's,
yeah.
That's like, yeah. Hey, stranger, let's yeah. pour our souls out into a song.
Yeah, like the deepest yeah. parts of us. But she was really cool, and we went to, like, her bedroom little studio, and we wrote the song in, like, 45 minutes to an hour. It was, what? Like, the weirdest experience. Easiest song I've ever written, ever.
That's so cool.
And then from there, we kind of like knew we had something, but we didn't know what it was. And so we recorded some like crappy demo vocals.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
we had to find like the right producers. And it went through like 6 or 7 producers.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long journey.
Did you just know how you wanted it to sound?
Yes. But I think my team eventually, because they're amazing, yeah. they were like, get it together.
Yeah.
Like, it was taking ages because I knew what it sounded like in my head, but I couldn't yeah. describe it.
Totally.
So, and then it came to life.
And when you have faith in a song and you're a new artist, you yeah. know that sometimes you just get one chance.
Exactly. And it was like my baby. So
yeah,
I was like, I want it to be right. But it ended up being perfect. I'm so happy with it.
It's so fun. So there's this track out. And we're living in an amazing time now where you don't really have to have a grand plan before
no.
you put out singles, which I think for young artists and for the way people consume music, it's way better.
Yes.
So what's the plan? Because you've had this single, and I think this is just a start. I
yeah.
honestly think that over the next kind of coming month, this song will kind of explode.
Hopefully.
What's the plan? Because I imagine you'd already have a bajillion songs
yeah.
in your head / computer.
Yeah. Oh, my God, so many demos that hopefully the world doesn't hear. yeah, so we have the next single. We have a few singles after that. Hopefully, like, an EP end of this
cool.
year, early next. But, yeah, I just kind of want to, like, keep getting songs out so people can get, like, a vibe of who I am as
get
an artist.
The vibe.
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself if someone asked?
I'm definitely like
an
introvert, extrovert.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of music, it's like all dark pop, but some of it's a bit more emotional than others, and some's just like...
Are you an emotional person?
I'm not. I'm very, like, guarded, but I write about the super uncomfortable things in my life in the songs. I kind of, like, find it fun to say things that you wouldn't want to say to someone's face in a song.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I get it out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And have you kind of, I don't know, like, have you got your little creative team now? Because I know that was so long to get the sound right. Do you kind of now have the right people around you?
Yeah, I have, like, brilliant. So I love co-writing. I never, like, trust myself to write by myself because I love someone in the room being able to tell me if it's, like, a bad idea. But, yeah, no, I definitely have, like, a crew of people, like Maribel.
Yeah.
Maddie.
Yeah.
There's like tons of them. Yeah, definitely have a crew around me that I want to keep working with.
And I think it's so wonderful to have so many young queer artists making pop music. Like Australia is so leading the way on that. It's the best.
Yeah, even in pop in Australia at the moment, it's like insane. Like the female pop acts that are happening right now, it's just like trailblazing. Seriously? And it's making like the job like 5, 10, 100 times easier.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's so interesting to see that pop's really changing in Australia finally. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy that I got to meet you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. For the video of my chat with Sam Bluer, just head to our socials at Ash London Live. Now let's get his track on the air. Sam Bluer, Body High, plays now on Ash London Live.
What's up everybody? I'm Sam.
Ash London Live.
Now you get to come to Australia and get amazing portraits with koalas. Yeah. That koala looked like it was like your friend.
It's super soft. Have you ever held
it? Yes.
It's amazing. I really liked it. That was the first time I held a koala. It was very cute, very soft.
You know, it's very rare now. Usually they don't let people hold the koala. You have to be a big deal to hold the koala.
You know, somebody told me there that koalas sleep 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
Or 21 hours a day. They take photos for 30 minutes a day. And they eat the rest of the day, and that's my day off.
Yeah, heaven.
I sleep for 20 hours, take pictures for half an hour, and eat for the rest of the day.
And we heard on the grapevine that you thought that last night's support for Katie in Sydney was one of your favorites. We were there. No one was having more fun than young Draco over here. He thought he was you. He was doing the moves.
Like, just learned how to DJ. So I was like,
nice.
Dead started.
Like, everyone came out.
To the box and watch.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, we've played, what, 3 or 4 shows now? Four shows. And I think that was definitely my favorite. Everybody has their own favorites. For me, you have to imagine we start from zero. Everybody's cold, just still walking in. So getting a large amount of people from zero that didn't come for you to get to participate isn't necessarily the easiest thing in the world. But I felt like yesterday was really fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot.
It was a treat for us because you were having such a moment in Australia. It was pretty much like, I mean, Katy Perry is the Katy Perry.
Of course.
But we kind of did get 2 headliners. Like, you are everywhere on the radio right now.
Thank you.
Which must be an incredible feeling.
It is absolutely an incredible feeling. Generally, the last 2 years were pretty surreal to me. You know, from taking more time off to ironically achieving a lot more by doing so, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about what I enjoy doing and what I don't enjoy doing. And, you know, just last night, we officially broke the record with the middle for the longest standing number one. Yeah, this year has been really insane. It's
and
a lot
now,
of weeks.
Happy now.
Yeah.
Back on our radios.
Yeah.
Back in our, you know, every night in our playlist. I have to ask how you pronounce Ellie's surname.
Dewey. I said
no
wrong as well. I think it has a French twist to it.
It has
so just
accent.
Think French and say Dewey.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I thought I said it wrong, but she said it sounds right, so.
She's
we'll
like,
Ellie,
she's like, you're putting me on a hit, say it, whatever you.
I think it's Dewey, like a smooth legato way
like
from
that.
One to the other.
And you have your pick of vocalists now, and I know that, like, on the middle, you were so pedantic about getting the right vocal. What was the process like for teaming up with Ellie? Because a lot of us in Australia, at least, had never heard of her before.
It was the same, but more vocalists.
What?
The thing is, it just became a thing, or not a thing. People knew about it since the middle, but it's not something that's new to me.
Gotcha.
I've always, since Clarity, and that was before anybody even knew who I was really particular about finding the right vocalist for the right song.
Yeah.
And even, for example, Clarity, the vocal originally was written on another track of mine, and it just didn't work perfectly because I felt like the vocal is so strong on the track. Not that the track wasn't strong, because I still released the song. It just wasn't harmonizing well. So I made another song for that. So it's not an unusual thing for me to do. Mm. It's just that the story came out, and then obviously that song, more than others, had a lot of famous people sing it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why it became a story. But similar with Happy Now, we had, I think, 14 or 15 singers who all did a little demo. One spent more time than others on it. And I picked the one that I thought fit the song the best, and that was Ellie. And,
do you ever get, it's like a blind date, right? Where you
pretty much
you get 30 seconds into a date sometimes and you go, this is the wrong person, but you can't just be like, thank you, bye.
That's a tricky thing. Some people can. Yeah. I can't. I've had a session, I remember, a few years ago with a singer that I just heard a song of hers. And I was like, that's the right vocal.
Yeah,
this is a completely unknown artist. And she walked in and just said hello, and she had the thickest accent ever. A really thick Russian accent. And I couldn't unhear it. So I knew that it's not right for the song.
No.
I have to give everybody a chance. Mm. So, but like an hour in, you're like, yeah.
You're too nice. That's
I
a
would
good
sometimes
thing.
Wish I could be a little bit more direct, save people's time, but you gotta try it.
Gotta try. It was a pleasure to meet you, matey.
So nice to meet you.
You are a legend.
And so are you.
I love it when you meet people whose music you like, and then you get to say you also like them as a person.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
Catch the video of my chat with the big man right now on our socials at Ash London Live. Now, let's get Zed and Ellie Due on the radios. Number 5 on your trending 10. This is Happy Now. Thanks for listening to Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.